Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mario Edwards Jr. will join us here coming up soon. Defensive lineman for the Texans. We'll get his thoughts about this this past weekend and getting ready for Jacksonville. As we talked about it, some people on the text line, YouTube and Twitch, were wondering about your thought about bringing in a guy who hasn't played all season in the fold, and especially with the game and your season on the line, to bring in a guy who hasn't played all season, that seems like a scary thing for some people here on the text
line. Well, look, when you lose your right tackle, who is your best offensive lineman, odds are the guy that replaces him hasn't played much football to date. We just happen to be in a position where Blake Fisher is an option. But because he's played like 10 snaps, you know, before having to play full-time right tackle, you feel better about that? After watching the training camp that Blake Fisher had, I mean, he was the highlight of training camp, and from a negative perspective, a good chunk of camp of what's going on with Blake Fisher. You feel real comfortable with that? Look, when you lose a right tackle, the odds are the guy behind him, you're not going to feel great about. I'm just – my point is just – it's simple. If Trent Brown is not in the building to be an answer in a situation like this,
what's he in the building?
Then what's he in the building for? What is he active for? He's been practicing. He's on the active roster. I mean, he's on the roster. He's inactive on game days. You know what's he here for? And so that's all. I think it's something to watch.
He could fill one of them roles. He could fill the right tackle role, or he could fill the, hey, we still want to have a sixth offensive lineman, you know, package that we run out there. And can he do that?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, he could do that as well.
One of those. Like,
I mean, I would personally want Blake Fisher to be my
because he's
my
been doing it. Yeah.
Jumbo tight end. Well, he's a little more fleet of foot. I mean, he could do some things. I mean, Blake Fisher's is really a thin offensive lineman. He's a thin tackle. I mean, he's athletic enough. Hell, you could sneak him into a flats during a real, you know, real pass concept. You could sneak him into one of the underneath the routes and he'd be fine. I mean, Trent Brown would be, I mean, that'd look awfully funny with the biggest dudes you got out there as a jumbo tight end. But the point is I just think that Fisher jumbo package had it bared fruit. It was pretty productive.
Used it a lot.
They used it a lot. They believed in it, and you got Trent Brown in the building. So if you feel comfortable about what you're doing from a scheme standpoint, you feel comfortable about having Trent Brown in the building, this is a perfect time for him to help the team win a game.
Yeah, we'll see what they do. And obviously, Titus Howard isn't ruled out, but with Titus Howard and Jalen Petrie, if you're just joining us. Not a great sign that they have missed back-to-back days with concussions. They've already declared CJ out. We know Nico Collins had a concussion in the Seattle game and missed the next game. And the thought is that trend would continue. Remember here, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, as we head to the phone lines, we're joined by our guy. I promise you, I think we were at this Buffalo Wild Wings the last time we talked to Mario Edwards Jr. I honest to God, I believe we were sitting right here at this spot the last time he was on with us. You talked about him, you know, playing with his dad. And he's back with us here. I guess it's a contract. Anytime we come to this one, we talk to Mario Edwards Jr. Hey, man, we appreciate you jumping on with us again. I'm just trying to kind of get the feel of where you guys and how you guys are thinking inside the locker room. Do you feel like many fans do that this is a must-win game coming up on Sunday?
I feel like every game is a must-win for us. But I feel like we just have to continue to do what we've been coached to do and do what we've been doing all year, which is play together and trust your brother next to you.
Hey, Mario, we were talking a little earlier about kind of the approach that Denver took last week. It seemed like from the press box anyway that they had decided their game plan was going to be drop back and take as many shots as they can and see if they can't land a few of them. And y'all, you know, D'd it up nice. What is the – do you think you might see some of that moving forward, a little bit more of that moving forward, given how good you guys are on defense?
I think it's going to come down to us getting everybody's best, man, whether it's an old play, new play, trick play. They're going to try to find some success to get it against us, but just because how good we do with playing the run. But we do have to continue to play complementary football on all ends, special teams, offense and defense.
Mario Edwards Jr. joins us. Is that the number one focus this week, what's being preached with Travis Etienne and their run game? Is that the top focus for you all?
Top focus is just playing complementary football all four quarters and finishing. You know, I think we start strong a lot, and we're a play or two away from finishing the game and getting a dub. So we're trying to finish every quarter and finish with a dub. That's the main focus.
Hey, is there a little extra spice in the air with Jacksonville, knowing it's a division game? Obviously, y'all had some heated exchanges in the past. I mean, is that something that that everybody's aware of in the building and knows this game is a division game and means a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, anytime it's a division game, you know, the juices flow a little bit more, and we know that it means more and it helps us out in the long run. So we definitely know that this is something we got to definitely bring our A game and try to get that dub on Sunday.
Coming up, you're playing Jacksonville for the second time. This is the first repeat opponent that you all have had. Anything that they caught you all off guard with that you guys are preparing for in this game that allowed them to get a couple of plays? Obviously, they didn't do a whole bunch in that game, but they did get a couple of plays. Anything that you guys are adjusting to?
Going back and just watching film this week and, you know, us watching our last game during meetings and stuff, there isn't necessarily something that they did. I think a lot of our stuff was self-inflicted wounds, just not being in the right place, not fitting the block correct way, not being where it's supposed to be, A gap or B gap. I think it's just a lot of self-inflicted things that if we're on our A game and doing what we're supposed to do, we'll win.
All right, Mario, you're the salute to service nominee this week, and this is the salute to service game, obviously.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can and drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
For the Texans, man, tell us a little bit about your military ties, man, going back.
My sister was in the Army, and you know, that was pretty big. She's always been real important to the family, and just to have her there and, you know, be able to know how it feels to support someone firsthand in their service has always been big to me. So any chance I get to you know, support, you know, first responders or veterans, I try to do it and make it my business.
Man, I didn't know 015. I didn't know Rio did such a good job raising y'all, man. Got one in the NFL, got one in the Army, man. He did a hell of a job, baby.
All right, man.
We appreciate you jumping on with us, man, and good luck as you know, all of Houston is pulling for y'all, hoping y'all go ahead and get in the win column this week.
Thank you for having me, and I pray that we get this win this week too.
All right, that's Mario Edwards Jr. Boy, they need it, and you know, getting back to 4-5 with the Titans behind it, as we talked about it, like that's got to, this has to be the path. Winning these next two games have to be the path, and then they have to go and get a game that maybe they're not supposed to. Speaking of that, coming up, we will hear from Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator. And I'm throwing this at you, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. For the Texans to get to the playoffs for the third straight year, when you look at their schedule, Clint, if you think it's going to take 10 wins, again, Seattle had 10 wins last year and didn't make it, they're probably going to have to at least win a game, maybe multiple games that you look at it and maybe they're not supposed to win. Which one do you feel most comfortable with? Like I feel like they're going to – you give them the Titans, the Cardinals, and the Raiders, but then home Bills at Colts, at Chiefs, you know, at Colts – or home Colts, they got a home and road with the Colts, and then at Chargers. Which game do you feel most comfortable with them pulling off that they maybe aren't supposed to win? Because I think they're going to have to – I think they're going to have to win at least one or two games that they're not – they're not looked at to win.
You want me to answer it now, or you want to you said tease?
No, I want you to answer it right now.
Chargers.
That's the one, the home one against the Chargers.
Yep.
Oddly enough, I think it's the Bills.
I don't know about that one.
I just think they match up well against the Bills. I mean, absolutely destroyed them offensively last year. That was maybe, you know, Josh Allen's worst game. But I think the Bills are a good matchup for them. Not a great defense, despite what they showed last week against the Chiefs, but not a great defense. Chargers, I hear you with that too. That's maybe another one. But and both of those are home games, so that helps as well. But yeah, the Bills to me seems to be a good matchup for the Texans. At least last year was.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry.
With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.